The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, has issued letters to families whose loved ones underwent hip dysplasia procedures in Children's Health Ireland hospitals since 2010. It's believed that many hundreds of youngsters may have had operations that, in retrospect, were unnecessary. The scandal has arisen on foot of a protected disclosure back in September of 2023, and the state may be forced to pay liability compensation to those affected. Joining me now, David Cullinan, Sinn Féin Health spokesperson. David, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this scandal arose from what is called a protected disclosure or a whistleblower back in September of 2023. So we're almost 2 years on. Why such a delay, do you believe?
Well, it's hard to answer the question as to why there is a delay. And we have found it very difficult, Pat, to get answers to very basic questions. You know, we've raised this issue in the Dáil with the Taoiseach, with the Tánaiste, with the Minister for Health. And what we know from a report that was leaked to the media, that there is an audit that is ongoing in relation to the practice of osteotomies, which are essentially these hip surgeries carried out on children, potentially unnecessarily. We know that the audit is looking at a time period between 2021 and 2023. And the audit itself, or the leaked draft audit, said that there was potentially 570 children affected by this, and those 570 children may need aftercare and follow-up. It then transpired very quickly that letters were then being sent to parents, and these letters were being sent on the back of the audit having been leaked. We know that the previous Minister for Health knew about this back in May of last year, and no action was taken. But when the audit was leaked, letters were then sent to parents. And we very quickly, obviously, were receiving representations from parents, and it became clear to us that this was going back over a longer time period. I was putting in parliamentary questions, Pat, obviously, to try and get answers. And in fact, I had to use the Cian Corliss office and ask her office to intervene to get answers, because we simply were getting standard responses back. And in the most recent parliamentary question response I got, they acknowledged for the first time, that CHI and the minister, that these letters now go back as far as 2010. And these were letters sent to parents to say that there is an audit and there potentially could be an issue. And obviously, the Minister and the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste have said in the Dáil that they are waiting now for this audit to be complete and to be presented to the Minister for Health.
OK, now there are so many concerning things here. I mean, if surgeons, I don't know whether it's one or more, are conducting operations that are deemed unnecessary. Now, there may be a grey area here because they talk about the threshold for necessitating surgery. So one surgeon may say, I think that kid needs that surgery now. Another surgeon might say, well, no, give it a few months and see how the child grows and may grow out of the dysplasia or whatever. So there might be a bit of a grey area. But the whistleblower obviously was taken seriously. So therefore, these issues were raised and letters were sent. Do we know how many surgeons are involved?
No, and we don't have any of those questions. And the problem, Pat, is this, that we were contacted by dozens of parents over the last number of weeks and months since this story first broke. And we know for a fact that many of those parents are parents of children who sought a second opinion and who actually had not had the osteotomies carried out on their children or these surgeries. And when they got a second opinion, they were told by private consultants in this state, but also sometimes outside of the state, that their children did not have the condition at all. So obviously that points to very serious red flags. We have a situation where letters are now being issued to parents, and parents are worried sick about the consequences of this. They're asking us what's going to happen next. We can't answer the questions. They're asking us that very question, how many consultants are involved. We can't answer that question. We know there are other reviews ongoing into CHI and the clinical practice of at least one consultant, which is still ongoing. We had the HICWA report into the use of non-medical grade springs, as you know, published a number of weeks ago. So we have all of these scandals in the background. And now we have this issue, which parents simply don't have the answers to. And, you know, if parents don't have answers, Pat, it leads to a breakdown in trust. And I think that's the worst place that we can find ourselves in relation to children's healthcare. So there is a need for accountability. There is a need for transparency. that has to come from the minister, that has to come from government. They have to be clear and upfront as best they can with the information they currently have to reassure parents on the first instance, but also to get to a point where this audit can be not just given to the minister, but also published and then very clear actions taken in consult.
Now, David, do we know if a child got this procedure and didn't actually require it, whether or not it leaves lasting harm, or whether they've had obviously discomfort and, you know, the prospect of going through a general anaesthetic and so on, which, you know, always carries risks. But, you know, if the operation is quote unquote successful, if it wasn't necessary in the first place, does it leave any lasting damage?
Well, we know from the whistleblower who I know works in Children's Health Ireland and potentially is a clinician that it does, because to be quite frank about it, Pat, and this is difficult, the procedure cuts into the bone of a child. So if you have a procedure which is difficult, which cuts into the bone of a child, then obviously it can cause lasting damage. That procedure is done to correct a problem. But if there's no problem to correct, and again, we have it from parents where there was complications and they're dealing with complications for their children and wondering, is it because there was a procedure carried out which is unnecessary? Yeah. So we can't answer any of those questions at this point, Pat. What we do know is that we now have letters that were sent to parents going back as far as 2010. We know that this is a deepening scandal and a deepening problem where trust for a whole range of issues in CHI and the madness, Pat, of on the one hand, we have children with scoliosis and spina bifida who are waiting for treatments very often, as you know, far too long to have the life-changing surgeries that they need on the one hand, and potentially, on the other hand, surgeries being carried out unnecessarily in relation to hip dysplasia. So that obviously is very, very serious. I want, of course, to see this audit complete. I want to see it published. And then I want maximum consultation with the parents to ensure that whatever is then needed for each and every child, that that child gets all of the follow-up healthcare supports that these children
now, need. David, do we know when the whistleblower made that protected disclosure, whether or not they were alleging malpractice or, you know, a misguided diagnosis? You know, is it somebody maybe who doesn't quite have the skills that are required for this kind of diagnosis, or is it someone who's being malign in some way? Do we know?
My understanding, Pat, is that the person who made the protected disclosure is somebody, as I said, who works in CHI, but who is very clearly concerned about the rate of osteotomies which were being carried out and the rationale for them to be carried out, and made a protected disclosure on that basis. That led to a consultant from the NHS in Britain coming over to conduct this audit. The draft audit was then leaked, as we know, and that draft audit obviously raised very serious concerns. But the draft audit was only covering children who had these procedures done from 2021.
Okay, but has anyone been suspended? Do you know, I mean, and you wouldn't like to think this is ongoing. So has someone been suspended?
I don't have answers to those questions, Pat. We've asked many of these questions, and this is part of the problem. So I'd love to be able to answer all of those questions as you're putting to me. We've raised this with the Taoiseach. We've raised it with the Taoiseach. In fact, there are questions to the Minister for Health today in the Dáil. I'll be asking these questions of the Minister. It's one of the priority questions that I have tabled in relation to Children's Health Ireland. So I'll be asking all of these questions. Previously, and up to only last week, the Minister for Health and the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach were saying that they cannot comment on any of these issues until the report is published. In fact, we moved a private member's motion on this the week before last. And again, the minister gave the same response. And all of those questions that you're asking, parents are asking, and we were asking those questions on behalf of parents. So I want to be able to answer those questions, or at least I want CHI and the minister to answer those questions.
And we got the same response from the minister's office, that they've no comment to make at the moment because the minister hasn't received the final report, but happy to have a full debate when that is issued. So the final question, maybe you can't answer this one either, is did these inappropriate surgeries take place at one location or at all CHI locations?
I think it's two locations. It's Kappa and it's Temple Street. That's my understanding. Now, the sample was quite small. So obviously, when you're doing an audit, Pat, you don't look and review it every case. you look at a sample of cases to see if there's a pattern, to see if there's a difficulty. And as you said, there is a threshold that surgeons and consultants have to work to and have to meet to allow a procedure like this to be carried out on a child.
Well, it's important, David, that the full detail be revealed as quickly as possible, because for people working in those institutions, clearly, you know, doing their jobs properly and so on, a cloud hangs over everybody until it's clarified exactly who was responsible.
And I think that's a very fair point. In fact, I made that point myself when I moved a private member's motion on this issue, Pat, that there are many, many good people working in Children's Health Ireland who do fantastic work and provide the very best healthcare to children. But when we have parents who come to us and told us that not only in relation to one hip, in fact, in many instances, there was only discomfort in one hip, they were then told that osteotomies or procedures would have to be carried out on both hips of the child. They were concerned enough to go and get a second opinion privately. And obviously, those parents were in a position to pay for that. And then to be told not only were the surgeries not required, but that their child had not got the condition in the first instance, does point to a serious problem, does raise very serious concerns for other families whose children had the procedures. And then to get a letter, and you can imagine, Pat, if you're the parent of a child who received the letter, you are going to be worried sick. And that's exactly what parents have said to us. So it's in the interests of the clinicians, it's in the interests of everybody working in Children's Health Ireland, but most of all, it's in the interests of those parents and children that we get answers to these questions as quickly as possible.
David Cullinan, Sinn Féin Health Spokesperson. David, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.